I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. ESPN.com had an article this week with the headline, The NFL Panic Meter, How Every Team Feels Right Now. Teams were put in the following levels. 1. Everything is fine. 2. Good but uneasy. 3. Don't get comfortable. 4. On the brink. 5. In an outright panic. According to the article, the Browns, Packers, Giants, and 49ers have hit a level 5 and are asking, where is the hope? The Packers lost their leader and star QB Aaron Rodgers. The Browns continue to struggle across the board. The Giants finally got a win, but have countless injuries to overcome. And the 49ers are winless and continue to lose by a few points each week. The Bears are considered to be on the brink of panic, while the Ravens, Cowboys, and Bucks are uneasy, but still not on the edge. The Philadelphia Eagles are the only team where everything is fine. As we think about our own situations in life, where do we place ourselves on the panic meter? Some of us can probably relate to the winless Browns and 49ers because we're asking the question, where is the hope? We are either filled with uneasy feelings and consumed with fear about a potential situation, or maybe already stuck in an outright panic about existing circumstances. The truth is, we don't have to respond with outright panic when we face struggles and difficulties in life. If we rely on Jesus, we have hope and faith to overcome the fear and uneasy feelings of being on the brink of panic. As the panic starts to rise inside of us, let's remember to pause and think about what the Bible says. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Despite all of our concerns and reasons to be in a panic today, let's place our hope and trust in the Lord. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.